Can you teach me to do that?
Ben asked.
Hide in the Force?
Jason seemed shaken. Why?
Because Lumaya is trying to kill me. I thought it might come in handy. Mom says she's got evidence that I killed... that Lumaya thinks I killed her daughter. I don't remember a thing about what happened on that asteroid, Jason, but maybe it doesn't matter. Because Lumaya believes it. And I bet she was behind what happened on Xyost.
Jason's face was carefully blank. Ben couldn't tell what he was thinking now. Not even from the Force. Yes, why not? Jason said. His voice was softer, almost hesitant. Don't you worry about Lumaya. She's not up to killing you.
When can we start?
It's very simple.
Yeah,
Ben said dubiously. No, it is. The principle is simple. It's the practice that's hard. It might take you years to master it. Jason motioned him to sit down on the floor. Come on, meditation position. Ben sat down cross-legged and closed his eyes automatically, taking deeper and slower breaths until he reached the stage where the world beyond him seemed distant and he was hyper-aware of his own body, even the movement of blood in his veins. Jason's voice seemed to be coming from another time and place. You're contained. The world can't touch you.
Yes.
Now, break the shell. Break the container. Jason's tone was even and soothing. See the world in its component atoms. See yourself as atoms, too. Find the line where you end and the world begins. Ben visualized the room around him and the air in it. It became a frozen snowfall of varying density. Some particles clustered, some scattered. Then he looked into himself and saw the microscopic unevenness of the surface of his skin and the overlapping plates of keratin in his hair. And then beyond that to where he was just like the room around him, a snowstorm of molecules. Some of the room was within him as oxygen and dust, and some of him was in the room as fragments of skin and droplets of water. There was no line. There was no edge that divided Ben Skywalker from the room, or from Coruscant, or from the galaxy. He merged with it all, and it merged with him. There was nothing solid, just a warm, drifting sea of molecules, some of which assembled loosely and long enough to be Ben Skywalker. So you can do it. Jason's voice drifted from a long way away. Ben suddenly felt as if he were dissolving and would never be whole again. Panic gripped him. He jerked his eyes open with a massive effort, like tearing open rock with his bare hands, an effort so immense that he found himself gasping for air.
Oh, wow.
Now, Jason said softly, you need to practice regularly. Ben nodded, worried about looking too enthusiastic.
I will, he said. Any orders for me, or am I just going to be listening to comlinks now?
Oh, I have a mission for you.